evening, and welcome for those of you out there in radio land to an evening of live music, improvised music, dedicated to the notion of hazard. But here in the studio, we are creating a first, in that Frippertronics has never before gone out live on the air. And this is recommencing the tradition of live music. I'm very privileged to be the first person to kick it off this time.
For those of you at home, you have not just seen Fred Shookman, this remarkable gentleman who's been taking care of my equipment, creep on and switch on the microphone, so that for those of you who were at home, you didn't just hear my very cordial welcome to you on behalf of all the good people here. Welcome a second time. No. Frippertronics is my attempt to promote human contact in the performance situation in three stages. Firstly, to reduce the scale of the event to where we can see each other and touch each other, and probably this evening, without air condition, here in the studio, probably also smell each other. This is an intimate gathering. For me, the turning point was when King Crimson were playing in Italy at the Palais Sport in Rome in 1973 to 15,000 very enthusiastic Italian King Crimson supporters, who, following our set and one encore, began to tear out the power cables and destroy the Palais Sport as their expression that they wished us to return to play. We received a message from the promoter, from the 80 police, "Please, please, King Crimson, will you return and play, since we neither wish to machine gun 15,000 people or attempt to club them unconscious." And for those of you who may have heard of the famous Lou Reed concert in 1975 in Italy, in fact, the police did a remarkably good job of clubbing unconscious as many people in that audience as possible. So this was not a situation which we were prepared to ignore. Of course, we happily returned to stage, plugged in to play. 15,000 very angry King Crimson supporters became very happy King Crimson supporters, until when we began to perform, there was, of course, no power because they had pulled out the power cables. At this point, a young man, seeing vistas even beyond the beyond, followed me on stage. Since this was not a situation which was allowed, the promoter's muscular young assistant hit him very hard and very quickly, and his blood hit the stage before he did. As a further background to this event, we had played to 200 Maoists who had walked through a glass wall a little earlier in the evening to demonstrate the fundamental proposition that music is for the people and therefore free. King Crimson had also discovered a ticket scam to defraud us of a percentage of our royalties, which upset the promoter and a number of his ticket receivers. This is a background to that particular event. There we were, bleeding hippie on stage, irate promoter, irate ticket receivers, 200 Maoists and 15,000 very disturbed King Crimson fans, and no power. This is a creative situation, a creative opportunity I do not wish again. I suggest that some relationships are governed by size. The second reason for Frippertronics is involved with the idea of active listening. That when we go along to a concert and see our fave rave on stage, King Turkey, elaborately decked out in either soft leather trousers or perhaps satin trousers, silk shirts and the like, we have difficulty perhaps in getting involved in this performance. And we don't expect that we should have to. We have paid our money to come along. And let King Turkey on stage do the entertaining. In my experience, something very remarkable becomes possible. if we use our ears. And this is not easy. It requires an act of attention, especially in situations where music is unfamiliar and perhaps boring. And Frippertronics, I think, falls within both those categories. But in my experience, and this is not a theoretical construct, if I listen to what I'm doing, and you listen to what I'm doing, and we manage to get away from this idea that in some way the performer is a special person, something remarkable can take place. And the third reason is this idea of the vampiric relationship between audience and performer, that it's so difficult for us to, having externalized our different values. For example, here in this situation, I'm on a stage. The implication is, therefore, that I am above you. This is a tangible expression of a peculiar internal structure we have. I think, along with you, abandon this notion that in any way I'm a special person. So, here we have Frippertronics.